Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
60050.
60050, you said?
Yes. Actually, I was just on with somebody for the last 10 minutes, and we got somehow disconnected.
Okay, and what's the first and last name, ma'am?
Sherry Averman.
Spell it, please, ma'am.
A-E-V-E-R-M-A-N-N.
Thank you. Okay, Miss Sherry, can I have the shipping address, please?
1813 Lakewood Avenue, McHenry, Illinois, 60050.
Thank you. Okay. I have gone ahead, pulled up that account with that. Information. You said that was Lakewood Avenue, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. Okay, thank you for verifying. Well, I'm going to go ahead, and I've looked over the account, verified the account. I'm showing this is for the, 1 second. I'm still here. It looks like there's a couple things that were ordered.
Well, I only ordered actually one item, the trial size thing. But then I was trying to get to the end of it, and it kept saying, show me things, and it says continue, continue, continue. And apparently they charged me for all
One second. I'm looking over to see if it went through on the order or not. Give me 1 second, please. So there was a silicone brush, the food lab fitness app, and then there was one other item. Let me see what that is. Give me a second.
Cream or something. I don't know. I have them all. I got them.
Yes, I'm showing this for a face cream, or is the other thing it was for. So it was the silicone brush, which is the helps with the put the cream in the vitamin. The moisturizing face cream, and then the serum, and then there was a additional vitamin C lotion that was a one-time billing for that, $43.85. It's a one-time, the $43.85, ma'am.
No, $4.95 for a one item.
So you wanted the face cream and eye serum, ma'am, is what you were initially wanting to order?
Whatever it was $4.95 for a
So that was a trial period, and then it also placed on the order you had been selected the silicone brush and the vitamin C,
well,
ma'am. If you didn't want that on your order, you would have had to initially select it to be declined off the order or had called in the same day. If it got placed on the initial order.
I tried, but you guys' line was so busy, I had to wait till the next day.
Okay, ma'am. Well, that's the only way that something, once you place something on the order,
I did call in.
Declined.
And the guy told me everything was canceled.
It is canceled out, ma'am.
And I was only charged $4.95.
The account is canceled out, ma'am. There's not going to be any more charges going forward.
What do you mean,
but you've already... You're not going to be billed the end of trial cost. It was a trial you signed up for the face cream and eye serum, ma'am. And then what was also paired with your trial, ma'am, was the silicone brushes that help the moisturizing cream and lotion get rubbed in better. And then the vitamin C one time.
So how much got charged to my account?
for that was all done on the same day, ma'am, when you had placed that original order, and it has all been shipped out to you already, ma'am. So once yes, ma'am, again, I'll go over that you were billed the $4.95 and for the face cream and the eye serum, which was a trial period. And then you were billed the $43.85, which was the vitamin C lotion one-time discount payment for $43.85. It's not a reoccurring. It's just a one-time outright discounted order for that. And then there was the silicone brush, which was just the $12.95 that was added on that initial order. That was all done on the 18th when you ordered the face cream and eye serum. If you didn't want to receive the add-ons, ma'am, you would have had to either opt out at checkout or you would have had to call in and request for it to be taken off the order the same day. I don't see either of those were done, so that's why it was shipped out to you, ma'am. The account is closed out, though, now, so there won't be any more charges going forward for the end of trial costs for the membership.
Can I send it all back?
No, ma'am. We don't take product back to the warehouse.
Oh,
I'll be happy, though, to provide you with the confirmation number of cancellation.
Hold on, let me get a pencil. That's not the KCO21, is it? Is that what the
Are you
code
ready
is?
For it, ma'am?
Is it KCO21?
It is going to be, see like in Charlie, 6635477221.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
No, thank you. Goodbye.
Okay,